Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, friends, to the Nick Humphries Medium Show, here on MikeSpirit.fm. Your host, Nick, will be discussing various spiritual topics and will be inviting you to phone in with your views and experiences. You will also have the chance to get a reading from Nick during the show. In his upcoming shows, Nick will be inviting special guests to talk about their spiritual awareness. And here is your host, Nick Humphries.
Well, my deepest apologies to you all. It was my fault, technical issue. I pressed a little button, but it wasn't working, so my apologies. I was sitting here talking to you guys, and obviously Jackson 5 kicked in, and I knew something going wrong. So my apologies. So I'm Nick Humphries. I'm your host for this evening here on MikeSpirit.fm. Welcome to one and all, including my cousin in Colorado. I know he's listening, so he messaged me saying, "We can't hear you." As you know, okay, as a regular to my show, if you are a regular to my show, I like just to talk about, you know, 5 or 10 minutes quickly about stuff that's caught my attention, really sort of made me feel like wanting to say something about it. And today I was obviously looking for tracks that would mean something. Can a lot of earthy tracks come out? Beginning we had U2, Ground Beneath Our Feet. Then we had the Jackson 5. Fantastic track, and that's the track that I actually play when I'm doing a live show, and I walk out during amongst that and do a bit of a dance. You know, it is a really, really, if you listen to the words, it's an amazing track. And so this afternoon, I took our dog Taro down to the woods for a bit of a walk, and I listened to Radio 2 on my phone, and they were talking about the English summer, or what we have had of an English summer, and how it's interrupted with the crops, in particular the English apple. Okay, so bear with me on this. Okay, there is a point to it. I'm sure there is. Okay, and the guy, the specialist guy, was talking about these apples, like Cox's and other British brands of apple, or breeds of apple, I suppose you want to call them, and how the summer has affected them, and how they're 3 weeks late with the harvest. Which we understand. Obviously, we've had a bad summer. You know, it's been a bit wet, a bit damp, and things haven't been as quick to grow as they should do. But then he started to talk about the fact that supermarkets have lifted the ban on odd-shaped apples. Okay, and I stood in the woods and I laughed, and I thought to myself, what have we come to? Okay, what has society come to, where we dictate what an apple should look like? A natural apple that grows on an actual tree, chop the tree down because it's an odd shaped looking tree? I don't think so, because it's harvest. So why there do we throw away an immense amount of apples? Okay, they were then talking about apples. Okay, so they had a Cox's, one that would be normally accepted by a supermarket. And the radio host, Simon Mayo, was talking about the apple. Yep, that's a Cox's apple. And it looks, like a normal apple you'd see on the shelf. So then the specialist said, now this is a Cox's apple that had some weather. what that means is had some weather. Yeah. Don't we have weather every day? And yeah, my phone going off. Obviously, lots of people message me. And he said, "Yep, there's a blemish. God forbid, there's a blemish on the apple. Okay, but it's being allowed through by the supermarket because they haven't got there's a shortfall in apples." So this is what I started to talk about, another apple, another breed of apple. Okay, they had the one that was the perfect specimen, and then he was like, "Yeah, that's definitely an apple." And then he had the not so perfect specimen, and you can see that, you can hear the sarcasm in my voice, because it really is a stupid thing, okay? That we and it's our fault. It's the consumer's fault. Apparently, we want these perfect apples. To be honest, I couldn't give a damn what the apple like. As long as it tasted all right and was fresh, hey, nature's gold, and then he talked about this other apple that's not going to be let through by the supermarkets. And he says, yep, I can see there's a difference. It's red on one side. Oh, it's yellow on the other side where it's been weathered. Okay, so what? Okay, really, do we really got to that point where we get a damn what the apple looks like? And I remember a program a few years back about the waste of Britain. Okay, it was like they talk about potatoes. You can't have a too knobbly potato. Why? It's a potato. Okay, you're going to mash it up. You're going to chop it and stick it in the oven for 20 minutes or 30 minutes or however long it takes to roast a potato. If it's got knobby bits on, cut them off. Okay, so I reckon, really, and you hear me talk about a lot of this stuff, okay, where we as a global nation should stand together and say, actually, we don't give a damn what our food looks like. I know in Japan they've invented, I was going to say, which is probably the right word, a cubed-looking melon. That won't get through to the supermarkets, because it's square, it's not round. Okay? So, it really is stupid, okay, of us to dictate what an apple, a carrot, an onion, a potato, what a veg looks like. A fruit is a fruit, okay? It is what it is. Eat it, enjoy it, okay? These bees, they go around and I'm sure that's probably why they've left the bees. The bees have disappeared because they've probably gone, look at those stupid humans, okay? We buzz along, right? And we fertilize trees and we make them alive and we make them blossom and give them fruit. And what do? Nah, don't want it. It's not a perfect. So what? And to be honest, I wouldn't be surprised if that's what the bee's mentality is. A bit of if you don't want it, why are we going to bother? Okay, it's a dog eat dog world. I know it is. I really do know it is, and it really, really annoys me. And the sickening thing is, I remember when I grew up being taken to the country. Where are we going today? We're going to the farm today. We're going from the city to a farm. Woo-hoo! Okay, let's go. And we got our hands mucky because we were digging up potatoes. We didn't care. There was none of this be organic rubbish. Okay, obviously I eat organic, so it's not rubbish. Okay, it's we didn't have all that stuff that we have now. It's really. What we're doing is so wrong. It's just, I don't want to get on my pedestal and shout out, make apple sauce and mashed potato. Too right. Okay. Do you know what I mean? It's seriously, you're going to eat it at the end of the day. So what does it matter what it looks like? Granted, if it's moldy or if it's a bit green, you don't want to eat that. Then compost it, So it's like, this is the element of it, okay? This is the crucial crunch point of it. Okay. My parents live in this lovely place in Chester, right? Just outside Chester, okay? And we go for a walk around the village, okay? And around the streets to the dog. And And they live in a lovely part of the world, I have to say, very quiet, everybody's very polite. And you go along the street and there's plum trees, cherry trees, apple trees. There's all sorts of trees with fruits growing on them, okay? And the point is, the fruit that's grown on them and then falling on the floor, and nobody's doing anything about it. And I say, every time I go up there, I tell you what, there are peaches. There's a tree, a peach tree up there as well, okay? And there's a massive tree, a Bramley apple tree up there in this person's garden, and they don't do anything with it. It's so, I'm like, let's go and go and have some, you know. And if they're there, when we go up, because we're going up on Thursday, if that tree is there and it's fruit, I'm going to knock on those people's door and I'm going to ask if I can have some of those apples, because they're going to waste, you know, and nick the oblong as we go walk past, you know. So just bear in mind, okay, all my rant is about is just to bear in mind about being more thoughtful about what you buy, you know. Don't worry about if it's odd shaped, if the banana isn't bent enough. You know, it's just a crazy world. And we really, really need to sort of like rethink our position here on this planet, you know. And you know, all this stuff, this Armageddon is going to happen on the 21st of December 2012, and the world's going to implode. Do you know what? I wouldn't be surprised. I don't think it's going to happen. Okay, I don't see that happening, but I wouldn't be surprised, because I watched a program the other day where they were mining, okay, in Canada, and they were 6 miles down, okay, some ridiculous mile down, okay, and they were setting detonators down there, putting you know, this dynamite stuff down there, especially formulated stuff, and they were told then to go back to the surface because they were going to press the button, okay? And so he went up and they sat in their little box, pressed the button, and he said, listen, and you could hear this rumble. You could hear this rumble, okay? It was such a powerful explosion that it set off its own mini earthquake, and it registered on the Richter scale, okay? So, you know, you understand where I'm going with this, okay? You know, I'm not an activist in any way, shape or form, but I do believe that we need to pay a bit more respect to nature and to Mother Earth, you know, because it's just ridiculous. So that's my rant over. Okay. Enjoy your apples and your potatoes. So, obviously, I'm Nick Humphrey, your medium for this evening, for next hour and 40 minutes, okay? You can catch me at www.nick-humphreys.com. And you can call into the show as well if you wish to. Okay, for US, it's 760-283-4611. And also for the UK, it's 001-760-283-4611. Please bear in mind that you need to get the bill payer's permission, because it is a chargeable call in the UK. Alternatively, you can dial in or press the little Skype button and you can come into the show that way. Which is www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. Okay, so what have I been up to? Well, what am I going to be up to? On Friday, I'm actually in Prestatyn, North Wales. Really looking forward to it. And I'm doing a show there, £8 a ticket, 7:30 start. Tickets available on door. But also on Facebook, you get me at National Media Humphreys, or the new site, which is midnightparanormalgroup.co.uk. Okay, it's a paranormal investigation group. Very small. It's kind of a not for profit business. Okay, we're actually going to be. I'm going to be announcing soon, hopefully within the next week, a destination which we're going to be raising money for Help the Heroes. So you know, it would be a free venue. Okay, but you have to have donated and registered the money there. So I'm just reading people in the chat. So, look on there, because there's some great investigations coming up. If you're in Carmarthen, we've got a castle house, okay? We've also got the Skewerdin and the ram, the ancient ram inn as well. The Skewerdin's next year, includes a mill. So, but have a look. Sweet potato, when I seen this for the first time, I said, chef, no way. Oh, I better not read that out. Very good. So we get the chance. So, you know, it's one of those things, you know, where you're trying to get there and you're trying to put your name out there. And I absolutely love my business. My job. Okay, I really do. And I'm so looking forward to next year because there's so many things happening. I'm actually going to, fingers crossed, if we can get things signed, sealed and delivered, I'm going to India next year. I'm not going to tell you what for just yet. So it's going to be great. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to have a bit of a brief. I'm going to have one track and then we're just going to do full-on reading. So phone in. Then we're going to go to the next track. Listen to the words on the tracks because some of them are really great, okay? I love my music because I used to be a bass player, so I used to. I don't think I could play anymore. So, and also, just brief before we go to this track, I wish to say as well, good luck to Mike. Okay, Mike Spirit, Mike Davis. So he's jetting off. I think he's already might have gone already, jetting off to the States for 2 weeks to do some shows out there. Good luck to you, my dear friend, and obviously my as he says, my brother. Okay. Good to you, mate, and enjoy yourself. So we're going to get to this track, and when we come back, I shall start doing some readings for you. Enjoy. Cooler Shaker. So yeah, it's a great track. I've never heard that track. I'm a great Shaker track fan, should I say. So we get some people asking about getting into the show. So I believe if you're going to chat, you've already registered with Blog Talk Radio. So when you see the show, you should see a little tab with Skype on it. So if you want to call in by Skype, you can do that. If not, you need to call the number, which is 760-283-4611 or 001-760-283-4611 if you're in the UK. But that is a chargeable call. And I do like to warn people to chargeable call because, obviously don't want you to get hit with that. So it's all good. It's all good. So let's see what the spirit world could do for us, okay? I believe we've got a call online. I believe if my source is correct, okay, I believe it might be Patty that might be online. Do you have Patty online?
Do. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. And where are you calling from?
New York.
New York. So are you having, like, nice weather, or are you having the same weather as us, where, flirts and stuff?
No, it's absolutely beautiful.
Damn it. Radio, thanks. Might knock her off. No, I'm kidding. So how can we help you this evening?
Well, I was wondering who you might connect with, and I actually had a question, too, about my finances.
Okay, let's work with spirit and see what comes up, okay? And even as you're talking, okay, I am being aware or being made aware of a gentleman that's coming through for me. Thank you. And and he's just talking to me now, and he's just telling me that he would be grandfather to you. Now, when he stands there in front of me, he's also talking to me about a lady that would be in spirit as well. But I want to go towards your mum's side of the family. Now, I'm not sure if it's the grand that's on your mum's side of the family or the grandfather that's on the mum's side of the family as yet, okay? But this lady would be quite a lot shorter than the gentleman, the grandfather. You'd understand this?
Yes.
Okay. So, right. Okay, give me more. All right, thank you. Okay, and now he's talking to me, and his word is troublesome, he said. So things around you have been troublesome, you'd understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Now I know you've already said you've got a question about your finances, but he's given me that there's a concern concerning your finances. You understand this?
Yes.
And he's talking to me, he keeps saying,
yes.
Okay. Right. I'm told that you're going to look at the avenues for I'm quite sure what's saying if you have other avenues of cash flow. He's talking to me about setting. That's what he means. Setting. So setting. Where it's all me work as well. So is it work? Okay. It's definitely work. Like having from an angle. Would you do this?
Yeah.
Excuse me, but he needs to talk out a bit more. Thank you. It's spread about my to look at your wishes, okay? It's a warning that you don't just that's the thing I feel is the more flow.
No, pretty completely.
Right. It does kind of make sense. You're doing what he's saying that you're doing. Right. Okay. He's just off the and information and then he's giving me
some of
around the market. It's a sense. Okay. Because what I meant to me is that it's me. I plan that one keeps the person to have a moment of where to go. It's a work event. There's a change. But also with that, I feel like the work or other avenues of work that's come into play here. But it's helpful thinking. It's just, it's going to help to the financial part of your. Does this make sense? Yeah. Okay. This is a clerical. So it's very clear this. But that means by the call?
No.
I hope so. That's what he's saying to me. For some reason, he wants to give you it. It's just that Juliet was his favorite. Do you understand?
Okay.
That's probably idea, just run FM and listen. Something pop out makes sense about you, okay?
Okay, thanks.
So, yeah. Thank you for joining me. I didn't actually them as well. I believe I've got to say this, okay? I had root canal. It's feeling it's pretty big, so it took a lot of this, it took a lot of me. Hey, hello. When I was really, they give me a hint. Let's say hello to Chloe.
Hello. Hello.
How are you?
Hi. How are you?
Very good. Where are you calling from?
Rhode Island.
Okay. That's very nice. What's the name of your, can we help?
I have a life question. So there was whatever.
Let me just see what we can
do.
She sort of rushed through, okay. She's quite excited, okay. Thank you. Don't see the messenger, okay. But would you understand that quite a while since you've had a proper relationship? Would you understand this?
Proper relationship?
Yeah, a relationship.
Well, yes.
Right, okay. I'm not, okay, because I'll give you what she says, okay, because she came running down a moment. Okay.
Your muff. You're
going
in and out.
I'm going in and out.
Yes.
Okay, let's see.
Okay. You're correct now. When we start talking, it wasn't in and out.
There's a rest.
I'm sorry.
What's the name?
Dick. No.
Okay. Because this lovely lady in spirit, okay? These two are. Who?
I'm sorry. Are you going in and out then? I don't know, you think it's a
really bad over here at the moment. It was like a grandmother, like a mother in spirit.
I'm my grandmother can do it, so it's maybe one time.
It could be. Love around.
You have lots of love around.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm feeling. I know it's difficult because I keep saying keep going, but I thought it's. I'm not a man. If I'm coming in. Your mom and your grand are working in, okay? It's just to you, okay?
Who?
your mum, okay, and asked me to remind you, like, I understand.
A bride. Okay.
It's a memory of the favorite. It's all in by present like that.
I'm that, but okay. Maybe later.
It's, I have to be told. Okay. I'm saying about this chapter to you. Again? January. Up here is an important number. I'm not even watching television, but I feel like there's any time. It could be a birthday, your birthday, therefore.
It's my birthday.
Thank you. Right, okay. Say again? Okay. Right, okay, thank you. Now, they're also. Now, I have to say, names, but they are throwing names at me, so if I hear it more and more, I will say the names, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Now, concerning your work, okay, because you said you got a love work question, okay? Concerning your work, hang on, I want to go back to your love for a minute. Say again. Could you also say that, because there's just the last was not good. The last one was not good. So your last relationship wasn't good. You understand this?
Well, I'm currently in a relationship, so I don't know if they're talking about the one before that or the one that I'm in now.
Okay. Interesting.
Because the one that I was in before that was absolutely not. The one that I'm in now has been a work in progress.
Okay. Right, okay. So, I mean, obviously, we all have free will, so you can take the information as you do, okay?
Okay.
But a previous relationship, he done like the dirty, and he was not a good man. Okay. The end, and well, I think time when I said it, but I said there's a lot of love around you. Now I know you're saying there's work in progress with the relationship you're in, but I still feel strongly about a gentleman called Jake. Okay.
Okay.
So. But that doesn't mean that Jake is going to be the love of your life. It could mean that there's a new relationship coming in. It could be a new friendship. But I have been told that your relationship. You understand this?
Okay, something about relationship, and then you went out on me. What'd you say?
Have work at the moment that you're in.
Yes.
So what I'm saying. Your friend that plays a part of your life, be a love. Okay. I'm not saying it. Give me an example, but I want to work. It's quite important.
I can't hear anything you're saying. Can I ask a request? Can you ask them? I mean, I know that they can't tone down their energy, but if they can help me get the message, because you're in and out.
Okay.
And I really want to hear what they have to say, so I'm being patient. Like, I called for being patient.
Okay. I'm not sure if they help with this on the internet, but we'll get back to this. The energy is not there with your work. I understand it.
The energy about where I work?
Yeah. It's flat.
Okay.
The energy it's flat. It's just not working. Something's working out at work.
Yeah, I don't have a job.
Okay. Just said to me, we know that. Said, well, it's not working. Yeah, it's actually. That's why we.
Okay.
Say again? Right, okay, thank you. Right, I don't understand this. They're talking to me about Silver Star. Telling me to look for Silver Star. Okay, so it's like a sign. Okay, thank you. There's like a newspaper there with a star on it.
A newspaper with a star on it.
Is there some sort of newspaper or job where you would see silver star? Because they're saying to me, you need to look for the silver star. Thank you. It could be, though. When you look at job adverts in newspapers, it could be, instead of just being an all black, it could be in a star, you know, star job, that sort of thing. And I've been told this is, when's that going to be? When? Right. I'm being told next week. Okay. There's going to be a job coming up next week, okay? But it's going to be a silver star. Now, I hope you're writing this down for the archives, because I have no idea what they're talking about. Okay? All they're showing me is silver star and adverts in within that silver star. Okay?
Okay.
Right. Sweetheart, would you also understand about cleaning? Let's talk about cleaning. You're doing a lot of cleaning, or cleaning. That's all I keep seeing, cleaning. Yes, okay. So she's just saying, yeah, cleaning. So it's like, it's a start, then. Cleaning. So have you considered doing like a cleaning job?
No.
Okay. Maybe this is something that you need to look into. Because they're talking to me about a cleaning job. She's telling me it's a well-paid job. It's a well-paid job, okay? Right, give me a bit more. Okay, right. Cleaning job. Well-paid, lots of overtime, I'm being told. Okay, lots of overtime. So, extra money. And that your grandmother and your mum here are saying this is all you need to worry about at this moment. The money, okay? Right. But they're also giving me, they're showing me like a tower block, okay? So it would be a tall building that you'll be working in, okay?
I actually got a recruiter to a temp assignment in a very tall building.
Oh, okay.
So maybe that's what they're talking about, and it's supposed to next week.
Oh, wow. Is it really?
Ask a question?
Yep, go ahead.
Can you ask them about Michael?
Okay, thank you. Okay. When you said Michael, all I heard was sweets. That's all I heard. Okay. So.
What did they say?
Sweet, sweet, sweet.
Sweet.
Yeah. So he's like a sweet guy, you know. He's a nice guy, nice person.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Okay.
Sweet. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I guess that makes sense to me. That's the relationship that I'm in now. That's why I asked them. Okay.
But again, please just look. Is this Jake being linked to the job? Yeah. But Jake is happy to somewhere along the line, coming months, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much for that. I'm going to leave it there for you.
Thank you.
You're helping Dan, and you're here, okay?
Okay, I'll listen to it in the archives because you're kind of muffled, but thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Take care.
Okay.
So, guys, I'm going to apologize there because obviously Helen, my wife, has actually listened to the show, and I know that it keeps cutting in, keeps going out. So, but we are, you know, we're having torrential rain here, and it's terrible weather. So you have to bear with us, really. So let's say hello to a few people. Hi, Rihanna, Santa Luz, Nikota, all the guests, Donna Marie, and so on, and that are in the chat room. If I've missed you, forgive me. So I need to go and get a drink, okay? I'm a bit parched. And so I'm going to go to the next track. on the hour, or around about the hour. Brianna, you're sweet. I thought I said Pam. Sorry, Pam. We're going to get to the next track. The big track. It's Michael Jackson. Okay. It talks about exactly what I was talking about earlier on. Okay. Really enjoy this. It's a lovely track, and I shall speak to you shortly. Oh, I love that track. I really do love that track. It's an amazing track. It says it speaks a thousand words, really. So, yeah. So obviously, I'm Nick Humphreys. I'm your host here on the Nick Humphreys Medium Show for the next 50 minutes or so. So obviously, he heard me talk about apples earlier. So I really hope people didn't take offence to what I was talking about and so on. And I know that I'm getting lots of messages saying, oh, you keep breaking up, and I can only apologise because obviously we are. If you're not in the UK, we're going through an awful lot of bad weather at the moment. We've got flood warnings, alerts galore all over Wales and half of England. So it's quite poor. So it's obviously having an effect on our connection. I try not to make this sort of ruin or mess up the connection that I have with the spirit world, or with you. It won't be the spirit world, obviously, they come through anyway. Because that's what they do. That's what they do. So, I've now got my drink, so I'm quite happy. I'm comfortable, and we're going to go to the next caller, I believe. I'm just going to find out who next caller is. Who's the next caller, please, producer? What we've had to do, obviously, we were having that trouble with the technical issue here with Skype and the internet, that I had to actually, how do we say? I had to leave the office, and then I had to come back into the office. We're going to get to the telephone lines, okay? And we've got area code of 714.
Hi, it's Nathaniel.
Hi, how are you?
Great.
Cool, and where are you calling from?
California, Southern California.
Okay. Have you actually rung the show before, or?
Yes.
You have, before I recognized your voice. So, how can we help you this evening?
Just a message from either Spirit or my folks or someone.
Okay. Okay, let's see what we get.
Okay. Thank you.
Right. The strangest thing, okay, when I sort of listen to your voice and I link to Spirit, I'm being told that actually things around you are pretty straightforward. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Thank you. And without sounding rude, okay, because I've actually got a gentleman coming forward here in the spirit from the spirit world, okay, and he's telling me that, okay, thank you. Would you understand why he would tell me that you should be doing this yourself? I know you've spoken to, I think, myself before, but he's telling me that you should be doing something similar to this yourself. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Right. Thank you. Right. And he's telling me that actually you're on getting readings more often than not. Do you understand this as well?
Yes, I do. I love to get readings.
Okay. And I don't mean to laugh. Obviously, I'm not laughing at you. I'm just laughing at the fact that I believe this is your father here from the spirit world coming forward and saying, you know what, he should just be doing this himself, okay? Because he gets, in his words, he said, he gets more readings than he doesn't get readings. So, right, thank you.
That's kind of like my thing, though. I'm a better observer. I've listened to so many more songs than I've recorded. And, it's the same thing about writing music. I wish I knew how to press record more often because I could have written hundreds of songs already, may have been hits, so that's okay. A part of my nature.
Okay, thank you. He's just telling me that you need to have more conviction in what you actually want to do. Thank you. He's just saying to me, it's because you're too laid back. You'd understand this. You're quite a laid back person.
Yes. Well, thanks, Dad.
He's just saying, he always has been the laid back one,
I got to get the bottom line. And if I just observe most of the time, there's no bottom line.
Okay.
The bottom line is for other people, I suppose. I don't know. That's a good, right. It's good to be a good listener, but you better.
But he's also telling me he's finding it odd because you've got so much to say as well. You'd understand this. You've got a lot to say.
Yeah.
So therefore, you should be Now, this is me saying this, not him, but he's telling me that, you know, what I'm saying, you should be either writing this stuff down, you know, mm-hmm. or, as you say, pressing the record button. Thank you. Because why is he telling me as well then that you actually do talk to a lot of people in a helpful way, if that makes any sense?
Yeah, you know, I have called numerous people on Blog Talk recently. It started off with some other stations, but I got over to Blog Talk and I picked a few people that I really like, including you. And
thank you.
I've called them up and they've come through with spectacular, you know, messages that dazzle me and startle me, you know, that, oh, they're there. Well, this is what they have to say, you know, and I'm tickled, and that's why I like to call in a lot, because I like to hear what they have to say, and, I gotta, you know, lose myself in my work, I guess, you know,
right.
I hope I have so much, or I'm getting hired, or, you know, there's a, you know, something to, for a financial reward, or something, some kind of reward to get it
done. Yeah. Do you know, while you're talking, okay, I am listening to what you're saying, but I'm also having to take note of what spirit are talking to me as well, okay? And your dad is telling me here, okay, now, that he's got a little bit of a surprise for you, right? Now, thank you. It's taken a lot for this person to come forward, okay? And I don't believe that this lady has come through before, okay, from what I understand. So bear with me on this, okay? I may be completely wrong. But before me stands this lady that's in the spirit world. And she either looks like she's very short or she's doubled over, but she would have walked with a stick or a cane, okay? Thank you. And he's telling me this is... Say again? Who's... Right, thank you. It's his grandmother, but he's talking about the fact that this grandmother...
I'm thinking Helen. Helen.
Right, okay.
Helen was her name.
Okay, but you'd understand the description of this lady,
yes.
Where she would have stood with a cane, and she would have looked like she was either doubled over or very short. I would say she looks more doubled over to me. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, and you'd understand that actually that this lady wouldn't have come through before.
Okay, I don't think so.
Okay, what's the surprise then? Right, okay, sorry. I just asked him, what's the surprise? And he said, this is the surprise. It's taken a lot because you're... Say again? Okay, right. You understand that your grandmother would have passed into spirit world with... it's almost like fatigue, a lack of energy. Okay, thank you. But why... I'm also being told about a disease or something that also would have taken her as well. You understand this?
Yes.
Okay, and this is why he's saying it's a surprise. It's not obviously, it's a surprise for us and a blessing, really, that she's managed to, obviously, when we go to spirit worlds, you know, we take off that cloak of illness and how we were on the earth plane, and we stand, you know, how we want to be. But she's coming forward this way, so you actually recognize her further, okay? And that's what a surprise is, the fact that she's managed to, in her frail and very weak state, being able to summon up the energy to be here this evening, to say hello. So again, what? Right, okay, thank you. Now, would you also understand that that she's talking to me about stuff that would have been left to you? Because she's asking me if you enjoyed the stuff that was left to you. You understand this?
Yes, I had her chairs, some of her table and chairs I sold. I thought I was going to be moving like today or yesterday, but escrow canceled, so I'm getting some more time here and longer time to move and that kind of thing, so it's good.
Okay. But I am being told, obviously you said move, but the move is imminent. That's what I'm being told, okay?
Oh, yeah, the move is intimate, you know, the bank was going to want me to move.
Right, okay. Right, thank you. But she's just saying to me, this is what's so charming about you, the fact that you have so much going on around you, but yet you're just so calm, cool, calm, and collective about it and laid back about it all. You understand this?
Just, you mean about the whole, the solo house?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I've kind of reached a point where I guess I should have been out, and it's just all borrowed time now.
Okay. Give me a bit more. Okay. Right, okay. Now, okay, thank you. I'll give you this anyway, okay? She just said to me, it's a shame, okay? It's a shame. Now, obviously I don't know this about you, but would you understand, are you divorced? Because she's talking to me about a divorce or a separation. Would you understand this?
Never really got married. Never really got married. Had a few girlfriends, but one really wanted to get married, but I was too young. I was just 19.
Okay. The reason I'm saying that, okay, is because she's talking to me about a blonde-haired lady, okay?
Oh.
And she's talking to me, oh, it's such a shame that things didn't work out. And that's why she's, thank you, because she's saying that, she's almost like she would have met this lady as well. Would you understand that as well?
I think they were.
Okay, because I get a feeling that actually she sort of really, really enjoyed that woman's company, you know, and as a friendship. Okay, give me a bit more. Right, okay. What's that to do with then? Right, okay. Okay, that's interesting. Because I'm being told for you to be more open-minded as well with the world of love and relationships, I'm being told also not to be so blasé about relationships. Would that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and in particular, I'm talking about the female species, okay? You're very, very, that you just need to, just open your mind and relax and have fun. But hang on, she's just saying something to me. Hang on a second. Give that to me again. When? Right. Okay, now, there's something going on around you, and she's talking to me about April next year. April is an important month, so either it's a birthday, marriage, or anniversary of some sort, but April is going to be quite a significant month for you next year, okay?
Okay.
Right, okay. no, that wasn't an Elvis impression. Sorry, my producer's saying I've done an Elvis impression. Right, okay, so... right, give me a bit more. Okay. Okay, I'm gonna leave it there, okay? Because your father's just saying to me, be strong, be strong. And as he's saying that, he's backing away, okay? So he's telling me for you to be strong, okay? Do you understand this? You need to be strong.
Yes.
But you really do. You really do need to. This is on a personal scale, okay, from me to you. But if you are interested in the spirituality and the mediumship side of things, you really do need to sort of look more into it and more into either joining some sort of group where you can learn from others, the more experienced, just to learn a bit more about it all and understand it a bit more, because that's why I feel that it's all that part. Don't shoot the messenger, as I say, okay? Your dad here, okay? He's just come back into the room. It's almost like saying, "Yeah, you tell him that." And it's almost like, how do I say that? Because
he wants me to, do my own clairvoyance for others, I guess, and myself.
Yeah, and it's almost like, and please forgive me on this. It's almost like he's tired of telling you.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's he's sort of shrugging his shoulders and saying, "Yeah, oh, come on, I'm just tired of telling you." Okay. So you need to act on this. You need to do something with it. So I really hope you do. I mean, obviously, you can look me up on Facebook and connect that way if you haven't already. So names and faces don't ring a bell at all. So, but I'm going to leave it there for you. Okay.
I'm tickled. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Okay, so please take the love from your father and this lovely lady that's spent a lot of energy getting here this evening, okay? Because she is adorable. Really, really sweet. Very quiet, but very sweet.
Well, thanks a lot for coming through, Grandma.
You're welcome, Nathaniel. Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye, take care. Wow. Do you know, isn't that a surprise? That is a surprise, isn't it? It's, you know, father comes through and says, got a surprise for you. And then this lovely lady walks in, you know, and she's standing there and just giving me the sweetest smile with a twinkle in her eye. Okay. And just says, you know, I am the surprise. It's so, that's so sweet. It really is. You know, and you've heard me also before about unconditional love and how I feel about it and so on. Okay. So just, it is, and it is that way. So we're going to get to the next caller, okay? I'm going to see if my drink cooled down. No, it's not. So we're going to get to the next caller, and let's hope we can carry on this, because the atmosphere in this room at the moment is beautiful, okay? So so next is 585. Area code 585?
Hi, Nick, it's Pam. How are you?
Hi, Pam. I'm very well, and yourself?
I'm fine.
Very good.
Well,
wait. Go on, carry on, sorry.
Pardon me?
You carry on.
No, go ahead. Say what you're going to say. It's okay.
I was going to say, where are you calling from?
Oh, right, New York.
Oh, okay. Right. So, how can we help? How can I help?
Well, I'm hoping you can get something from my cousin. She was murdered. She was stabbed.
Okay, don't give me too much information.
Right.
Okay. Don't give me too much information. You know, don't feed the medium. Okay. But this
okay.
is I can't guarantee that. Obviously, this is the person that I'm going to get through for you.
Okay.
Sweetheart, would you understand? Okay. Thank you. Right. Okay. Right. Okay. Right. The reason I'm making all these noises is because I'm being told information I don't quite like what I'm hearing. Sweetheart, would you understand the number 28? I'm being told 28.
28.
I feel it's an age or a date. 28. Okay? And I feel it's connected to a lady that would be in spirit.
Corey, my cousin that was murdered.
Right, thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
Sweetheart, do you know the full extent of her injuries? Was you ever told?
Yes, 101 stab wounds.
This is not nice, okay? Right.
Well, I want to know if you get a sense from her why she left her bathroom window open that night. Her and her roommate always closed it. This night she got murdered, it was open. He got in through there.
Right, okay.
I'm trying to get some closure on her murder.
Okay. Right. Okay. I'll tell you what I can't explain what I'm seeing because it's not nice. Okay. But
I can deal with it. I've been through worse.
I'll be honest. Okay. It's like a scene out of a horror movie that I've got here. Okay. But. Below,
yes. Uh-huh.
And beneath all this, I've got this beautiful, beautiful girl, okay? This lovely lady standing in front of me, okay? Right. I'm being told it was more of a slip of the mind, okay? A forgetfulness with this, okay?
She forgot to close the window, you mean?
Yeah, that's generally
okay.
What I'm getting from this. Sweetheart, would you understand, or would you know the circumstances of how they found her? Because some reason she keeps talking to me about the way that she was found is quite important. Would you understand this?
See, her father won't go into much of it. I actually saw the episode on Cold Case. I had my TV on and said Corey Parker's murder. They had caught the guy. So I just went on Cold Case and I was watching it, and they didn't really say a whole lot. They just said that she was fighting with him, and he just kept stabbing. She kept trying to get away. Anything else more than that, I don't really know.
Okay. I, I mean,
I know she was on her bed, and on the TV they showed, and there was a lot of blood all over the bed.
Yeah, I mean, with that amount of stab wounds, I think there would be a lot of blood. But she keeps... you know, above all this, okay, she keeps talking about the fact that she's sorry, okay, and she's sorry about the mess, obviously, that was left behind. I don't know if I can say it on air because she keeps talking to me about it. But there is something significant in the way that she was left, okay. And I want to go to the head area with this, okay.
Okay.
And so there was some sort of, I know there was an injury to the head, okay. See, this is the difficult part of being a medium, because we get to see these things, okay, and it's up to us.
Well, there's a lot. You can't tell me on air, Nick. You can always PM me on Facebook.
Yeah, I think I might do that, actually, because I don't really want listeners to know, and it's private, because bless her heart, you know, I've got her dignity too as well. Do you know, but she's a lovely lady, okay. Okay, thank you.
She's a beautiful girl.
Absolutely. Now, would you understand that she would have had longish brown or black hair? Would that be right with her?
Yep, long brown hair.
Okay, mm-hmm. And it would have been quite straight as well. You'd understand this.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Right. Oh, really? Is that true? Okay. Sweetheart, would you also understand the circumstances around the other lady that would have been in the house share or room share?
They didn't say too much about her roommate. I'm not sure if her roommate was there. I'm not really sure.
Okay. Now, I don't know if you know about the person that actually did the murder, okay?
Yes, because he also, how they caught him, I'll tell you this, or how they caught him, he murdered somebody else stabbed somebody else 100 times. And his brother's also in prison, stabbing somebody over 100 times.
Nice. Okay. I don't know what it is. I'm not putting any blame on anybody, okay? Obviously, because they caught the person that does it, or did it, okay?
Yeah, they got him.
But I don't know. She keeps talking to me about her roomie, her flatmate, or whatever it is. Okay, thank you. I'm not saying there was any involvement with her in this. You know, like the window was left open on purpose or anything like that. I need to ask her properly. So, what is it you're asking me, sweetheart? Okay. Right. Thank you. She's just saying if there's any way of passing a message on to this person, okay? Because she obviously she wasn't there, I don't feel, and I feel obviously she's still on the earth plane, okay? And I feel that actually this girl feels a lot of blame or something to do with this as well. And this poor girl that would have been her friend needs to have her mind put at rest that actually there was nothing that she did wrong or nothing that she could have done to stop this, okay?
Okay,
is there anything that you would be able to pass on this message for this lovely lady?
I can call my cousin tonight. I'll tell him.
Okay. Because I feel there's this guilt, okay? And it's not it's not doing her any good, okay? Thank you. It's almost like she's all like frightened as well, still frightened as if it could happen again or something like that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Say again. Your dad. Okay. Right. She's just talking about her dad as well, okay?
Bruce,
Now, I feel she's just... Would you understand that there would have been a birthday around around her father recently? Would you understand that?
Yes, I think it's his ex-wife or his new wife. They just remarried.
She's given me a number of 54. I don't know if it's the age of the person, but she keeps giving me 54 for some reason. Would you understand the 54?
They're older than that. The only thing I can think is I'm 55. I was 54 earlier this year. Is that what she could be referring to? My age, maybe?
Could be, because I feel it's a connection with a birthday, okay? Because she
okay.
Her dad, and then put a celebration or some sort of birthday around him, and then she gave me 54. Thank you, sweetheart.
Yeah, he came over for my party.
Okay.
Her dad came over for my party.
Okay, she's also talked to me about 2 years. 2 years. So it's almost, I don't know if this happened to her 2 years ago, or there was something going on about 2 years ago. Would you understand this?
No, this happened, I'm trying to think how many, because it was cold case for quite a while.
Right.
I'd have to read the newspaper articles I have. I'm not sure how many. I know it's more than 5 or 6 years.
Right, but just, there's, thank you.
2 years.
2 years. She keeps talking to me about
two years.
There's something, and to do with you, something that's happening around you 2 years back. Thank you. What's that again? Thank you. Sweetheart, I'm going to say this to you, okay? 2 years ago, something happened to you where either you, it's almost like you saw her, or you felt her around, or something like that. She's just saying to me 2 years ago, I learned how to show myself, that sort of thing. Would you understand this?
Okay, wait a minute. 2 years ago, yeah, one of my friends got died in a car crash.
Right.
It was in December. This year will be actually 2 years. It will be actually 2 years this December that Maureen died.
So she's talking about a scenario that happened 2 years ago, but also she is talking to me as well that that you either have seen her, either, you know, like in spirit, so on the corner of your eye, or something like that. She's talking also about this as well. You understand this?
Yes, because I talk to her all the time.
Okay. That's great. Say again? Okay. She's talking to me about blue eyeliner, and she just said to me, can you just tell her I like her blue eyeliner? So are you wearing blue eyeliner? Or?
Yeah, she's wearing it too.
Okay.
It's funny. Oh, my God.
You're
making me cry now. Oh, my God.
She's just bringing things to my mind and telling me things that are a fond memory of hers, okay? Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right. But you used to really sort of gel together. You used to be, you know, it's almost like you used to have lumber parties, whatever they are. Do you know, you used to sort of chill together? Would that make sense?
Well, I used to babysit her because I'm quite a bit older than her. I'm in my 50s. She was in her 20s.
Okay.
Well, no, actually, no, when I watched her, she was younger, yeah. She was a lot younger.
Okay. Okay, thank you. And she's just, even though, I know obviously you're not her mum, okay, but she's talking to me about as if you were her or like a mum, okay, to her.
Yeah, I was, yeah.
Okay.
Her and her mom, her real mom, didn't get together long. They were not close at all.
Right, okay. Okay, thank you. And she's just saying to she's talking to me about a chain that you would have given her or something that you would have given her. She's just saying thank you, thank you. And she also wants me the number 18, okay? So it's like something that you gave her when she was 18.
A music box.
I still want to go over some sort of necklace or chain that would have been around the neck that she would have worn.
Gave her that for graduation.
Oh,
when that one was her 18th birthday, I got her a music box. She wanted this one music box, a Disney music box, so I got her that for her birthday.
On her 18th?
So I did give her a necklace for graduation.
Right, okay. So yeah, also, I still want to stick with this chain or this necklace, okay? Because she's telling me that that she would have been, or she was wearing this or something like that on her time of her passing as well. Okay? Does that make sense? Because she's not showing me.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if she had it on. I have no clue.
Maybe that's something you might be able to find out. I'm not sure. But she's talking to me as if she's saying to me, yeah, you know, look, I've still got it. So it's like she's still wearing it now. Okay? Okay.
Maybe Bruce buried her with it on or something. I don't know.
I can see her wearing it now. Whether or not, do you actually have that in spirit? Okay, thank you. Okay. Right, so would you say it again? Say it again. Right. She just said to me about, was it a closed casket that she had on her funeral?
Yes.
Do you understand?
Yeah, it was closed.
Yeah. She said that she had in some reason, she said she had it in the coffin, but nobody saw it. And it was in there. She said it was a closed coffin. Nobody saw. Okay, I'm going to leave it there, okay? If that's okay. I'll PM you. The only thing I'm going to PM you is what I saw. She showed me
something.
Okay, yeah. That wasn't quite nice, okay? So I'm going to leave it there for you.
Okay,
please, in the archives, you can get anybody you like that's connected to her to listen to it in the archives, okay? But take her love, because she is horrible, okay? Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, because you gave me an answer finally. Thank you, Nick.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, take care. Oh, bless. Do you know, it's not very often that we get that scenario come through. And when we do, we really sort of have to really respect everything, you know, their dignity, because it wasn't a nice way to pass, you know. I'd say it's not nice to pass anyway, but hey, we're going home to the spirit world. But to be taken, your life to be taken that particular way is not nice. So bless her heart. Absolutely beautiful, beautiful woman as well. So lots of love and light to everybody who was affected by this evil act. So I'm going to take a sip of my drink and we're going to go to the next caller. So the next caller, before we do, actually, I am aware that we've got some people here in the UK that are trying to get through. Please bear with us. Okay, we're trying to get through as quick as possible. So let's go to area 111. Hello, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, just fine. How are you doing?
I'm very good, thank you. And where are you calling from?
Let's see. I'm calling from Las Vegas.
Cool. What goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas, huh? So cool.
You would hope so, right?
I certainly would hope so. So how can we help you?
Hey, could you give me some information on love and finances?
Love and finances. Okay, let's see what we get. Okay. I'll do what I do as always, okay, is that I link to spirit and I can only ever be guided by spirit, okay? Thank you. Okay, thank you. Sweetheart, I'm also
being... the tulip thing, because my brother used to leave me tulips everywhere. So.
But then again, you sort of backed out then.
My brother used to leave me tulips everywhere pretty much when things got rough. So.
Oh, right. Okay. So we had
I kind of related to that tulip
portion
of that when the other lady did it. So.
Because it's funny, just before you started talking about your brother, I was going to say I've got a gentleman here in spirit, but I was going to go to the father side of the family of this gentleman, almost like a father to you. But I wasn't going to say father at all, just going to say a gentleman that would have been like a father to you. Okay, now he's telling me that actually things have been around you have been pretty rough recently. Do you understand this as well?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, thank you. But you're kind of you're kind of headstrong, he's telling me. And okay, thank you. He just said, yeah, she's headstrong and she's made of the sterner stuff. So you understand what he means by this?
That I'm headstrong.
You're headstrong and you are a strong person to get through bad times.
Oh yeah, yep. Okay. Unfortunately, yeah.
Okay. Right. Would you also think, you talked to me about a gentleman that would have been in your life that was like a bit of a rat. Would you understand this?
A rat?
Yeah.
What was his initials?
He's not giving me any initials at the moment, but he's talking to me about a gentleman, okay, that would have been a bit of a rat to you. That's okay. A plot saying it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But he's also saying to me, okay, saying to me as well, that actually, you could take your pick of men if you wanted to. Would you understand?
Try what?
You could have your pick of men. So you could pick and choose whoever you'd want. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely.
That's positive. There you go. So we are also this gentleman, I wanna give you this as well, because he keeps talking to me about compression to his chest, okay? So this gentleman would have gone to the spirit world, some sort of compression to his chest area. You'd understand this?
Yep.
Okay. I don't know if this is Junior.
I get it, and I know what happened, and I just know who did it, babe.
Okay.
It's a blunt force trauma. Thanks. My brother was murdered.
Right, okay, sweetheart.
Wow. That's pretty spot on, Dawson. So.
Right, okay. You know? So. Right. Okay. But he's also coming forward now. Tell me that, thank you. Right. There's a couple of issues here, okay? One is, as you say, love. The other one is work or money, okay? But he's almost, you can have your own pick of the men, okay? But he wants you to be more careful in your choosing, okay? Thank you. Because you seem to go for the wrong type. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Because he's telling me that you go for the bad boys. Does that make sense to you as well?
Oh, yeah.
He's telling me, actually, now is the time that you need to go for the sensible men, okay, or man. And thank you. Right, thank you. Because he's not just talking about a concern. He's talking about, well, he is. He's talking about a concern about you, but also others are around you, okay? So, thank you. So, sweetheart, he's talking to me about children that are around you. You understand this?
Yep.
Okay. Because he's talking about, thank you, he's just saying to me, you know, you've got to be careful who you actually bring into your house. Okay. This is a bit of a warning. Okay. So you've got to be careful who you bring into your house that they don't hurt the children. Okay. As well as yourself, obviously. Okay.
Right.
Thank you. Second. Right, okay, thank you. But I do feel that there is a gentleman coming to you, okay? I'm predicting this, I'm just telling you what spirit told me, okay? That would be connected to the construction industry, okay? Would that make any sense to you?
Just committed to what?
Construction industry.
Okay.
Okay, this man would wear a tin hat, okay? A builder's hat.
Okay.
Right, but this is something that maybe coming your way in an energy form, okay? So a new gentleman in a love aspect, okay? Now, to do with your... Thank you. Right, thank you. And it's just saying to me as well about your work. Now, it's also talking to me about money. That would you understand that you're behind in payments for something? Would you understand this?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Right, thank you. And also, would you also understand the fact that you've been asked to move or something like that? I feel this is like to do with where you're living at the moment. You've been either warned or told to move. Would you understand this as well?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is actually the more of a concern as well, because you need to really find out what's going on here. Okay. Right. Thank you. He's just said to me, I know work is difficult to find. Right. Thank you. Right. Thank you. But would you, what is that to do? Okay. Would you understand there's a factory or something like that down the road from you? Some sort of factory? Would you understand this?
Possibly.
He's talking to me about basically a job that you're going to either be offered or you should be looking into. But he's talking to me as if like, there's like a factory. And the only reason I'm saying that is because I feel like there's some sort of packing to do. So, and I'm putting that in as if like you're packing stuff up to yeah, for a fact, not you packing your bags or anything like that, but I feel it's packing to do with this, okay? But I feel it's like an industry. So, thank you. Give me. Is that to do with work? Yeah, so it's to do with work. So it's packing to do around work. Okay, so just bear this in mind, okay?
Okay.
Ooh. Right, thank you. Would you also understand... okay, thank you. You also understand that around your brother, okay, on the earth plane when he was here, there would have been a person by the name of... Is it, what was the name? Sounds like Christian or Tristan. Would you understand this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you actually understand that name?
Yeah, I understand.
Okay. Sorry, say again?
Yeah, sure.
Because he's coming forward. Say again? Okay, right, thank you. Now, I don't know if... okay, right, I'll say it anyway. Now, if you understand the name of Christian or Tristan that would have been connected to your brother before his passing or on the earth plane as a friend or some sort of connection, okay, I feel that actually this Christian or Tristan would maybe have an answer for your other question you've been looking for, if that makes any sense.
So Christian as the truth?
Sorry. Hello?
Yes. I'm
sorry. I didn't hear what you said.
So he knows the truth, Tristan?
I'm not saying that he knows the truth, but he may hold a piece of information for you.
Okay.
Okay. So maybe that's what you need to look for, okay? Because this is what your brother is telling me about what's going on, okay? But I'm going to leave it there for you, okay, sweetheart? Because I know I've got lots of other callers to get to.
Oh, okay.
Okay, sweetheart?
Hi.
Thank you for calling. And obviously, don't forget, I know if you are listening, you can still listen back at the archives of MikeSpirit.fm, where you can listen to your heart's content, okay, at the readings. Obviously, the readings are only just guidance, okay? You know, there is no prediction with these. And, you know, we're not fortune tellers, okay? We are not fortune tellers. We cannot foretell the future. I cannot tell you the winning numbers to the lottery or the number of the next bus that's going to go past. But I can tell you that Mike is listening to my show. Hi, Mike. I thought you were in America. Well, go on your way to America. Another quick swig of my drink. And we're going to get to another caller. So let's go to area code 504. Hello?
Hey.
You okay?
Is that me?
Hi. Can I have your name?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, wonderful. Yes. I'm in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Oh, hi. And your name is?
Marianne.
My Marianne. Okay. And how can we help you this evening?
Guess I was hoping to hear from my uncle. I have a few, but my uncle Jimmy in particular.
Okay. I cannot guarantee, okay, who we are going to get through for you this evening, okay? If at all, there's no guarantee it will come forward for me, okay? Okay, let's see where we're going. Okay. a truth form, okay? Again, and you are... Okay, sweetheart, do you understand Mummy Spirit around you, okay? Do you understand that?
I'm sorry, you started cutting out. Do I understand what?
Would you understand a lady that's in spirit that would say to me that she's mum in spirit?
Mum in spirit, I'm not sure, maybe.
Okay. Because I've got a lady here, okay? I know it's not the person that you wanted. So, just to recap for me, what's your question that you've got?
I guess, like everyone, I'm wondering about a man or money, any or both.
Okay. Right, let's see what we get. Okay. Okay, we get a lot of questions about men or love and money, and sometimes it's not the easiest ones to or get guidance with. Thank you. Okay, thank you. And I'm also just being told as well that you know, we have to sometimes be in the notion that we are where we are in our lives. This is why I'm actually being told, okay, this is guidance from spirit world at the moment. We are where we are in our lives because that's where we need to be. So, right, give me a bit more. Okay, right. Sweetheart, I'm being told that things are a little bit unsettled around you at the moment. Would you understand this?
Yes, very much.
Okay. Right. Okay. Now, I'll be honest. Okay, I'm not getting much information about who this person is that's talking to me at the moment, apart from the fact that I feel like they're either a mum figure that's in spirit world. Okay, what they're saying to me is that your life at the moment is a bit unsettled, and things aren't flowing easily around you at the moment. Okay, what I mean by that is that the fact that it's almost stopping. Your life from moving forward, if that makes any sense.
Yes, it does.
Okay, thank you. And I just thought, you know, and I know there's a comment in the chat room as we speak about the fact that my last message may have possibly sounded like similar to something else. Okay, not to make me sound like I'm repeating myself. Okay. I feel, as again, I could just say the fact that, okay, thank you, that it's not quite the right time for you, sweetheart, to have a relationship as such. I'm being told lots of friends around. I understand this. Lots of friends.
I don't really have any friends either. Is this spirit a friend or like my grandmother, maybe?
I feel it's definitely a relation, okay? I feel she's talking to me about mum, so it could be grandmother on mum's side of the family. I do feel very motherly with her, okay? Thank you. And she's just told me that the figure two, and she's putting this to two. Yes, I will have two children, she said. This is what this lady is saying. Do you understand that?
Gosh, no. Wow, no.
I may be on the wrong thing. Okay, thank you. Okay, and she's just saying mum's side of the family, okay? So mum's side of the family. So we may have to go back into the family a bit further back, okay? So it could be great-grandmother, okay? Okay, thank you. Right, thank you. And all I keep getting told is that things around you are almost like a... Okay, thank you. They're in a mess. You understand this? There are things around you in a mess, and you need to sort. It's almost like you need to sort yourself out and sort the stuff that's going on around you. Does that make sense?
Well, I don't know how to sort it out. I guess that's why I'm reaching out. I kind of feel like just running away.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, I'm also feeling as well about the work scenario, okay? Because I'm feeling that for some reason the work just isn't there, okay? The work just isn't there. It's almost like there's not enough jobs. I know there's not enough jobs anyway, but the work isn't just there. Does that make sense?
Sure. Yeah.
I feel you reaching out for work, but nothing ever gets back. So, right. It's an amazing time, see, I have to say. All I'm being told, okay, I'm being completely honest, okay, I can't stretch the truth, okay, but you need to keep going with what you're doing, but you need to sort your home life out, I'm being told, okay? You need to sort your home life out, you need to sort stuff that's going on around you, and stuff will start. Thank you very much. I'm just being told that you need to be more positive about outlay of life, okay? About what you want to do, because then it will start to come back in. That's what I'm being told for you, sweetheart, okay?
Okay, so, all right.
It's a really difficult one at the moment because this is all I'm being told, and I'm not going to sit here and make stuff up for you. It's what I'm being told from the spirit world. Okay, I know you can't understand the connection. Okay, but it's what I'm being told from the spirit world. I'm not going to sit here and make it up for you. It's not what I do. Okay, but you need to keep going. I'm just being told you need to keep strong, be strong, and keep going. What you're doing.
Should I keep going forward with my website that I have? I just forget about that and keep it on the side.
Personally, on a personal note, not from spirit, I think you should carry on doing it. Definitely.
Well, I just mean, am I going to hit on the right note that I'll actually bring some income in to straighten up my life, or am I just beating the wrong drum? I don't know.
From what I'm being told and what I understand from the spirit world, okay, is that you need to carry on. This is exactly the message, okay? You need to carry on with what you're doing, okay? And it will start to pay for itself in the end, but it's not going to be a quick fix scenario. This is why I tell you that you need to be strong, okay?
Okay.
Say hello.
All right, welcome.
Just hang on a second.
Thank you.
Mike, sir?
Yeah, hi, Nick.
I'm sorry.
Just hang on for a second. I'm going to ask you on the spot.
Hi, Nick.
Hello, Mike.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. Have you got any insight on the mic? Bring in more.
Nick, to be honest with you, I've switched off, Nick. I wasn't listening to the caller. I was just going to chat to you after, so.
Okay, right. Bear with me a minute. Then, Mike, and I'll finish off with this caller.
No problem, mate.
So, sweetheart, just be strong with what spirit is guiding you forward with your website. It's going to work for you, but it's going to take time, and this is the reason why you need to be strong, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, sweetheart, and take care.
I will.
Do you know, guys, I want to say this, okay, because I know there is a comment in the chat room about deja vu and me repeating myself. I'm not repeating myself, okay? The way that I work is I work with spirit. I'm not working with any cards. I'm linking to spirit, and I give you 150% they are telling me, okay? And I can't – if I put my logical brain into it, it doesn't work. So, guys, I'm going to say goodnight here, okay? I hope you enjoyed the show as much as I did, because I always enjoy my shows. Thank you very much. I know you all really do. So, as you say, Mike's there. He's going to have a chat with me now, because I know he's off to America, the lucky so-and-so. So, guys, thank you very much. Until next week, love and light to you all.
Thanks for tuning in to the Nick Humphries Medium Show here on MikeSpirit.com. You can join Nick every Tuesday evening at 9:30 p.m. UK time and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can find Nick on Skype and also on Facebook by searching for International Medium Nick Humphries, or visit his website www.nick-humphries.com. Love and light to you all.